this poem about the sea is called Enter the Dragon. And, you know, here in the West, we think of dragons as these, like, fire-breathing, smoky, cave-dwelling creatures. But in Asia, they're actually associated with water features. And so dragons oftentimes have relationships to rivers and lakes and clouds. And I pull from that further to think about dragons being related to ink, and so the writing process and the imagination, and also sweat, you know, which is where Bruce Lee comes in, because he's always so shiny when he's like defeating his villains. So Enter the Dragon. So here I'm conjuring the space up of the imagination, ricocheting through Bruce's body. Keeper of stamps, ink pads and wells, high glosses, liquid viscous varnishes, paintbrushes and spongy pads. A serpentine river outline obscures the watermark on the page, catches in the creases and irregularities of the pressing at hand. We watch the pooling drop seep until its content disappears. Unemotional, expected, evaporation could have been as maliciously benign. A wellspring of thought moves on without gaps or expressions of ecstasy. Continuous, fibrous, multiple, violet shades drawn down over a liquid vibe. Explosions can be implicit, silent, constructed out of 100,000 water-based powders. There are nuances, greetings, but the pattern takes another breath before diving farther down. The dominant trait is of curling the tongue. It is with a fist we must communicate, lacking emotional content, scratching against the surface. We enjoy similarities, smile with the same bleached teeth. Conferring with spectral images, a hand submerges just shy of the screen. Tenacious and well-spoken, articulately coiffured, a letter to a foreigner would outline the symmetries in our physique. In Louisiana, I am still not your cousin. My mouth is wet with the force of intrigue, signifying a plea for the unuttered escape. We let ourselves down the knotted stairs, mine being divorced from adders and pink frothy blossoms. A mountain island keep, a cereal bowl of fantasy. We skip along with and without stretchy t-shirts and scarves. Neither casting shade in the made-up spaces. I think we've staggered here before, both actual, both alert. Chased into the ghetto, the factory, the warehouse, we stone-faced with what saying can evoke. The floater on top held no regard. The lens moving as always, the crowd moving as always, categorical only in its lack of a tonal key. Multiple encounters transfigured doom, the one we strove to fire in silence. Extending hand as metaphor, literal automatic release, crouched and diverse plural opposite, fallen form, whose shoulders, wings. Mistaken by accident, held down to no ground, the will is fireproof, engulfed in a liquid shroud. Imagination can be secreted. Sweat makes an outline around the body when we dance. Many instances converge slowly on a minute, and though hand bashes mouth or strikes the face down, we rise without repenting, stand tersely for the cue. So I thought I'd read some short poems from this, which are dedicated to different Asian American politicians. David Wu from California, the senator. Mike Conda, I think he's also from California. And who else have I got in here? Daniel Inouye, who's from Hawaii. I think actually he got some press recently for his stance on the healthcare bill. Anyway, so Asian American politicians are so few and far between that I thought I needed to dedicate some poems to them as celebrity figures. And here I collaged together this like really childish kind of address to poke fun at the seriousness of their occupations, I guess. So David Wu, the title, David Wu, I wish you were my daddy. Mm-hmm. Let's play outside today. Grab your ray gun from shades. I'm going to shoot down some pigeons, and you can bake them into a pie. When they fly out, it will be like Jesus getting sprayed down in the shower. When they fly out, it will be like Bambi dazzled by the colorful woods. This was from Lyconda. And actually, I mailed these poems to these representatives and senators, and now I'm on Lyconda's mailing list. So it's really, anytime he does something special, I get like an update. I just think that's a ridiculous. Anyway, so for Lyconda, go Mike, go. When we were done, I couldn't dribble a basketball or shoot a sleeping duck. Steeple chasing through Georgetown, I knew that I could never beat it, not with Lyconda in the lead. My hand was really a clay device, a time machine that kept me moving past fatigue. I was set to go back when we crossed the finish. I was set to forget we had ever raced. Mike of the afternoon showers, my name's outline makes a daffodil that perks its head up outside the window. When you dash past, it could be artist color. Take this cup from me, I insist. For Daniel and Noyue, it's called Oh No You Don't. Daniel and Noyue, Oh No You Don't. Those water doves are made of lead. Put that beacon back in the tower. It hardly matters that you've been lettered. I remember when you were locked out and lost your orange soda at the beach. Your voice is made of 10,000 snowflakes swirling in an airplane's side. Your mother says you're a holy angel, a cosmic integer awash in our mortal sea. The sky might parallel your moods and differences, but you still can't have my lollipop. Okay, and I'll end with some movie poems. So back to the sense of that gorgeous feeling, I tried to write some poems that captured what I thought Asian cinema was like. So these are a lot more atmospheric than they're meant to be narrative, but imagine them as like a film experience if you can. Okay, Nanjing Road. Wildness like velocity, strapped into a residual persistence. Make up, get up, fall down, outward. Tell him who the real man is being in front of the mirror. Dark shadow, elongating a macho spine. Semi demimon. Slow chorus soundtrack sets his lady right, or how she lays in bed, reaching. Jeju Cyclo. And Jeju is like this paradise vacation island in southern Korea where a lot of couples go for honeymoon. And the Cyclo is like one of those motorbikes that people ferry both around, like instead of taxi cabs in Asia. So Jeju Cyclo. A waterfall in brightness or a negative fine. How you love without reckoning. A torn black flag flutters across your breast. Mingles with the ashes, blown back in a breeze. Oh, torrent, the ravenous waters below. Blue vein, still of a white sash, lifting. And light traveled faster when we were young, and the future was a cloud formation in the sky. Death is a red songbird hovering over that gorge. It flies abruptly into the fall's knowing spring. The road, reaching up to meet us, will quickly, quickly carry me home. This is the last one I'll read tonight. Red tiger, blue sea. A figurative armament. Their shadows stretch along the Manchurian border. A dusty promenade. Disclose the missile casing staggered in the train. Disclose her foxy ways. Bronze cast her outline on the factory floor. He left to get food and never returned. Cut to her bright teeth set against the furnace glow. Dissolve. The casts, now a penury. A series of waves wash across the Dalian shore. A broken soda bottle half filled with sand. Sound of trucks rolling slowly in the dark. End credits. The embassy. Thank you all so much for coming out tonight.